Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. This is episode 243 of The Big Show, and as ever, I so appreciate you tuning in. I really, really makes me so happy when you're here. I've had a really interesting couple of weeks where I must have had, 30 different conversations with people. Okay, it was probably like four or five, but it felt like every day someone new was asking me whether AI, whether artificial intelligence and its use in sales and marketing is, you know, real. Or, and this was sort of implied in some of the questions and was explicit in some of the questions, is AI in sales and marketing just hype? We've heard so much about AI, and some of it from me, that, you know, people are starting to ask, is this for real? Is this actually something that matters? And will it matter to my brand and business? Now, I want to take a step back when I say, will it matter? I think most people recognize that it will matter at some point. I think they also are starting to ask the question of, does it matter today? Is this something I should care about today? And I'm going to answer that. Actually, I'll answer it right now. The answer is yes. But I think it's important to understand where we are right now, kind of how we got there, and why it does matter today, and what you should be doing today about it. You know, the problem with artificial intelligence, the problem with AI, is that like many new tools and technologies, the hype probably has outpaced the reality. I hope that I haven't done anything to encourage that. I don't think that I have, because I've always tried to be very practical about what AI is, what it can do, and where it's meaningful to you right now. But there are definitely people out there talking about the fact that AI is going to upend everything you've ever known. It's going to change everything completely, and it's going to do it immediately. And that's simply not true. I mean, we're a long way from the Star Trek computer or Mr. Data, where AI can do anything you ask it to, and it does it perfectly, and it does it right the first time. There's this well-known concept, the Gartner hype curve, where that one of the stages of the hype curve is the trough of disillusionment. And I think for many business people, we're starting to get into that a little bit. And the way you get there often is not that the technology or the tool or the technique that has been touted is bad or ineffective or won't work or won't make a difference, but because there's a mismatch between expectations and reality. You know, it's kind of like those movies, I'm sure you have one that you like, that, you know, was really heavily hyped and it didn't do well with the critics or it didn't do well with your friends and everything. And then you watch it and you're like, no, it's actually kind of a good movie. It's a well-made film. But people don't know it because they don't know that it's a well-made film because all they've heard was that it was terrible because of some mismatch between, you know, what people expected of it or what they wanted it to be and what it is. And that's kind of where I think we are with AI right now, which is not at all the same thing as saying that AI doesn't work or that it can't help improve your performance in sales, in marketing, in other key areas within your organization. One of the things that I've talked about before is how AI won't take your job, but that smart people who know how to use AI will. And that's the world we live in today. I've heard a phrase, I don't think it's going to catch on, but I've heard some people refer to centaurs, particularly in the the online gaming community, in the chess community, places like that, where the most powerful players, the most powerful users, are those who are blending their own technique and their own skill with that of an AI. You know, and centaurs are those mythical creatures that are half human, half horse. And while I don't know that the term is going to catch on, I think we're already seeing cases where that activity is catching on, where people who are very effective are using AI to make themselves more effective. So they're not asking the AI to be the Star Trek computer. They're not asking the AI to be Mr. Data, where you can just give it a task and it will figure it out and do it brilliantly. But rather, they're using AI to augment what they already know how to do, or in some cases, solve very narrow problems that they haven't come up with any better way to do. So I'm just going to give you some examples of places where AI is already impacting and already affecting sales and marketing that you really do need to be aware. You know, probably Google is the best known example, and Google's using AI all over the place. But the one you really want to understand is that Google is using AI in its ranking algorithm and to determine quality within its index. They refer to it as RankBrain. And RankBrain is the core of, or in the core of Google's algorithm today. It's playing a role in determining what is quality content, what is the right answer to match searcher intent. And so they're using AI really effectively to understand the customer and put the right content in front of them. So that's real today, and it's impacting your search results today. There's a company called Contactually, which is using AI for its predictive analytics algorithm. Contactually is a CRM used primarily in the real estate industry, and it uses predictive analytics to determine which people in a given neighborhood are most likely to move so that real estate agents know when it is most appropriate to contact people to try to gain their listing. That's remarkably useful and a perfect example of that centaur-like behavior that I mentioned a moment ago, where you take a good real estate agent and you give them this additional ability, this additional power, and they're going to seem like they're out-hustling all the other salespeople, all the other real estate agents in their market. You know, I'm sure the folks who are using Contactually, who are good salespeople to start with, their peers, their competition is probably saying, how does that person consistently out-hustle me? And the answer is, one, they probably do out-hustle, and two, they're using a tool that makes them so much more effective. Another great example is that Adobe has its AI platform that it calls Sensei. And I want to be fair about Sensei. Sensei is an umbrella term Adobe uses for a variety of features within its various products. So Sensei has an element that's within Photoshop, and it has an element that is within Adobe Experience Manager. And they are actually different AIs because, as we were talking about a moment ago, each AI needs to be narrowly tailored to the needs of a specific task. So when we talk about Sensei, we're not talking about an AI that covers all of these bases. We're talking about specific AI tools that meet very specific needs. But within Adobe Experience Manager, it's actually using its AI to understand how you can put the right content in front of customers. It's doing content recommendations. It's doing content authoring to a degree where it's understanding what sorts of content work best for specific customer types. And so again, if you're a content creator and you're a good one and you use this tool, you're going to be that much more effective than your competition. One last example, and I will acknowledge they are the show sponsor, a company called Solo Segment that I work very closely with, also doing content recommendations in a different way. But again, understanding what is the right content to provide to a customer at a given point in their journey, which again is going to make the marketers using that tool just so much more effective. Because not because it's creating the content, not because it's saying, oh, there's only one piece of content that's perfect, but because it understands what is an appropriate piece of content given where a customer is in their journey and making those marketers more effective by promoting the items most likely to lead to a sale. So notice, none of these are Mr. Data. None of these are the Star Trek computer. These are all examples where we're building on what people already do well and improving performance in key areas. Now, what I've seen is that companies who are struggling with this, it's because they're not using the AI features appropriately. They're expecting it to do so much more than it can really do. And they're saying, well, it's not delivering the value we need. And so what you need to do today is, A, beware the hype. I know I've just said that, you know, that AI is practical and it's real and all that other kind of thing. But if some company is talking to you about what they do and they say they have AI built into their tool or their technology, you should be asking, great, how does it add to what I'm already doing? And what does it take away from what I'm already doing? Because that's going to be what really makes you successful from that perspective. And then the second thing you want to be aware is that AI depends on data. I've mentioned many times before that AI makes big data little. So you want to make sure that you're doing the work now to get your data into a place and into a state where you can actually use AI with it. You can actually feed it into an AI. So things like a data lake, things like connectivity between your various data sources, so that that data can teach the AI and can be used by the AI to make you more effective. So this isn't something where we're looking for AI to completely change the world for everybody always. I think that will happen in the longer run, at least in many cases. But it's about using the AI for what it's good at and making yourself more successful by using those tools for what they are, which is tools, right? We're looking to make ourselves more powerful, more effective, more successful. And we're using the tools that help us get there. And in that sense, AI is by no means hype. It's absolutely something you should be looking at, and absolutely something that is real for you today. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 243. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single episode. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I'd also love it if you could provide us a positive rating or review while we're there. It's so helpful. It helps the algorithm understand people should listen, and I would very, very much appreciate it. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, who I mentioned a moment ago. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. I'd also like to remind you, you can find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Or, of course, you can email me and just send your emails to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for listening. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a great week ahead, a wonderful weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you here on Things Out Loud again next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, and as ever, take care, everybody.